Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, I gotta say, that what's her name? Sally Kern? Sally Kern, yeah. I would like for her to move up in government because if she thinks homosexuality is a bigger threat than terrorism, then maybe she'll get our troops out of Iraq and they go invade West Hollywood.
Our girlfriend.
Applebee's. The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You know about that Wanda Sykes?
She won't leave my buttocks alone.
That is not appropriate behavior, okay?
Hottest balls, the Don and Mike Show.
Every joiner tape was Wanda Sykes talking about the lady from Oklahoma. We played that tape the other day, the anti-homo thing. I saw the representative, whatever she is, from Oklahoma on TV.
Right.
Oh, yeah. She's saying all of her comments were taken out of context.
Sure.
They were all edited together.
Oh, my
and
God.
It sounded very much like Larry King's, you can dock the tapes.
You can dock the tapes. No, she said it. It was no editing at all.
No
she
editing.
Said what she said. Right.
It made a lot of sense. Hello, Don and Mike.
A
show.
Lot of people.
Don and Mike, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what's happening with you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Just heading home. Kind of curious, touching on the video game situation a little bit. I know you had the Rock Band in there playing a little bit, but have either of you two ever dabbled in the Rock Band or Guitar Hero any further?
You
no.
started it. I mean, you're the first person, no. Months ago where you brought the Guitar Hero thing in. And
I'm the worst at it. Although I got to say, I'm suckered in now. There's an Aerosmith Guitar
yep.
Hero coming out.
I'm gonna buy that one.
And, who doesn't want to play Walk This Way?
Right,
Dude Looks Like a Lady. So I'll probably
Big
get
10
back
inch.
Into that. Yeah. I don't think that'll make it, Mike.
Oh, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to thank the people at the bed company. They fixed it.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, good.
They fixed my problem. The sleep.
Select Comfort.
Select Comfort. Yeah.
Select
Comfort.
So you and your lady.
Rachel, the lady at the store who came out and made everything nice and right and had a wonderful, just restful night's sleep last night.
But more importantly, how did your lady sleep?
She didn't get much sleep, if you know what I mean.
It's that good.
It's that fantastic. It's great because they're dual chambers,
Oh, yeah.
And that actually didn't sound right, did it?
I like the sound of that.
We got what you said.
You slide over to the different adjustment,
Right.
Yeah, I'd like to come and visit it.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello there.
Don and Mike.
Right. Hello.
Hey, I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
I have a, I'm calling because I would like to share my talent.
You have a talent?
What is it?
Yes,
what is it, my friend?
Sir. I can do a Stevie Wonder, Elliot Spitzer, and Star Jones impression in less than 5 seconds.
This is kind of like a joke, but go ahead.
All right. Barack Obama, mama, mama. Love you, boo.
So bad it's good.
Yeah. That's just stupid.
That was.
We do have Spitzer's girl. Her, she's a singing star.
Yeah, wants to be.
Ashley Alexandria Dupre. She's the girl that was licking on Spitzer. From a brand new album called My Crotch Is Worth $5,000. It's just eyed for me. She sounds like she would suck a mean D.
Her day job.
I'm reacting. I've never heard that before, so I'm reacting. I'm suddenly realizing this will be good for her career.
Of course it will be.
This will be great for her career. She will not be in trouble.
She does not have to go on American Idol now to have a hit record.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, I mean, and please, can you imagine the networks that are lining up?
Yeah.
VH1 says that Gene Simmons show has totally run out of gas.
Yeah.
Their celebrity rehab has run out of gas.
She can either do the reality route or she can actually sell the rights to her story, which would be pretty incredible.
That should be big.
It's a TV movie art. I'm sure she's gotten offers already.
Her record is just as bad as that Paula Abdul piece of S.
Mm-hmm. Right. Get her together with Randy, and we'll see what happens.
She could mentor.
Perhaps young people.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Great
radio gods. How you doing today?
She's a piece of ass, no doubt about it.
She is.
Great A. Hi there. What's happening?
Oh, not too much. My name is Brent. I'm calling from Burlington, Vermont, actually, where it's about -5 up here. How are things down in D.C.?
It's about -30 down here.
Beautiful. Well, listen, the reason I'm calling is a couple weeks ago.
The global warming is 118 here today.
You guys were discussing the topic of this idiot from American Idol talking about the whole Ellen DeGeneres thing there. He was calling, referring to himself as looking like that.
Hold on. Are you talking about the boy that got voted off last week?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the funny thing is that even though this was embarrassing enough as it was, you know, it was actually a pull. My girlfriend watches that show, Queer Eye from the Straight Guy. And we thought we were watching it, gosh, I don't know, it was a repeat on Bravo. I came home, she was watching it. Or I could just take credit for the fact that maybe I do enjoy it. But at any rate, there's a guy there. His name is Carson. He's a skinny blonde guy. And this was an episode from 2 years back. And he said in the episode, well, you know, me, I look like Ellen DeGeneres. Not only was it a bad episode of Amazing Humor, but it was a trolling episode as bad as it was.
Does nothing slow you down?
Well, now, listen, I'll tell you what.
Hold on. Start from the beginning, please. We were goofing around with you. It's a great story.
All right. No problem. So, again, I was at home the other day. I was at home the other day.
Right.
This is a good story, fellas.
I know it is. Go ahead.
We were watching Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and this guy posted on the show.
I like the way that fails.
No, this is an attempt at a decent story.
I know.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
It's a good story so far, so you're watching the show, huh? Go.
So, anyway. Well, you know what, guys?
Anyway.
Let you know, I love your show. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Take it easy. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was a wonderful story. Someone else told it
so well.
With such enthusiasm.
Such enthusiasm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you guys were asking about the woman on the toilet.
Yes, sir, in Wichita, right.
Yeah. I haven't seen a picture of her. However, at the midday news, local news, they were interviewing the county sheriff.
Yes, sir.
Whipple, Mr. Whipple.
He looked absolutely horrified. I've never seen an individual look so shaken.
Do you mean his reaction to what he saw?
Yeah.
Did he mention anything at all about her weight?
No. The only thing I've heard regarding that was that it doesn't matter if you're skinny or fat. If you sit there for that length of time, you atrophy.
She did. Her legs atrophy.
No, but it is our number one question because we want her to be big, sloppy fat.
Because then it would be a little more understandable. Mm-hmm. If she's skinny,
then she's just lazy.
And
not that she wouldn't be lazy if she was fat, but she's extra lazy if she could just get up.
And I blame the guy. I mean, the guy said, hey, she just wouldn't come out. No, come on. I mean, if you're her boyfriend, at a certain point, maybe after the first month, you go in there with some friends and you carry her out.
Or you stop trying.
And put her on the couch. You said, why has it got to be the bathroom?
Or on the other hand, it's the dream relationship. She's the perfect wife.
Honey, I'm home.
Hello, dear.
Okay, I'm going out.
Okay, see ya.
Just leave her a little mac and cheese and some Evian water, some toilet paper.
She's happy.
She's set.
Fused to the toilet.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, Buzz, hey. Buddies.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, this is your Wichita correspondent.
Okay, come on, lay it on us. We're ready for it today.
Yeah, the woman in Ness City, she was my cousin number two.
Hello.
Oh, come on. I don't believe you. I think you're making a joke about number two.
Yeah, she goes about 200.
All right, now are you lying or do you have any information on this at all? Seriously.
No, I'm not being serious at all.
Bye!
Oh, you hump. Wichita hump.
We're on a fat hunt here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, it's Shane in Winfield, Kansas.
Ah. Okay. Hello, Shane.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Are you close to this woman?
Well, I'm not close to her. Otherwise, I'd be stuck to the toilet.
Okay. All right, smart guy.
Everybody's a pain in the ass.
You asked.
Are you in the area? Why are you calling us about the topic?
She is thin and petite.
Really? How do you know
this? Oh, thank you. Finally, news. How do you know?
According to the Associated Press story that came out where the sheriff is recommending that the dude be charged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I think I agree with.
Yeah, totally.
So, would you not think he should be charged if she was a big fat pig?
Maybe not. It depends. If she was 1,000 pounds, like one of like a Walter Hudson, where they have to cut the hole in the side of the house, then it's a physical thing. But if she's small and petite, he's just coming home. He doesn't give a rat's ass.
Yeah, but on the other hand.
And that's like neglect of a child, I would think.
On the other hand, if she's small and petite and she's not a child and she's not an animal, she certainly could, unless it's been proven that he locked the door and kept her in there.
Yeah, it still means, though, that at a certain point, you go
at
in.
At a certain point, he just said to guys, where's your wife? She's on the toilet. She's been on the toilet for 2 years. I'm not kidding. I just bring her food every day.
I think it's the same. If she's got a mental disorder, which she has, it's the same as neglecting a handicapped kid. I think it's the same.
Yeah.
And I saw the guy. The guy looked so normal. That's what the most frightening thing was.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I haven't heard, but was it more than a one-bedroom house or one-bathroom house?
Yes. No, it's a two-bathroom house.
Yes, two bathrooms.
Two bathrooms.
Oh, okay. Good deal. All right.
Two bathrooms, no waiting.
Or a bath and a half, perhaps.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Just enough to get him by.
Hello.
Oh.
Hey, what's happening?
I'd like to have an argument, please.
Oh, I've already had two of those right up front today, my friend.
Why do you guys hate so much?
I'd like to have an argument, please.
We love to. I tell you,
you know, this is an honest caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm serious. You guys are really mean.
Store up your batteries. And
is this your way of dealing with us? Is this how you're going to? Because I'd like some closure. Yeah. I really would.
I'd like to have an argument, please. The argument of the day. We've already used up our arguments for the day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, we used up yesterday's argument and tomorrow's argument, too.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
I really hate you guys.
All right. We hate
you. I really hate you guys right now.
Thank you for the call.
Mutual.
I love you.
I like the fact that you threw in right now. I really hate you guys right now.
Right now.
Right now. That is like something you say to a child. You know, I love you always, but right now, daddy's very mad at you.
Right now.
Right now. Right now. Mike Landis.
Come out of that bathroom right now.
Don and Mike Show.
And that's exactly how he did it, too. Uh-huh. I picture that guy drops off the food, and then he's like, all right, this has gotten ridiculous. Come out of the bathroom right now. I got to go.
Bye.
See you later, honey.
Brings other women to the house.
Oh, sure.
What's that smell? Don't worry. I got a sick dog in the other room.
What's she doing for him, though? Do you think he would occasionally, this is disgusting, but roll into the bathroom for his needs?
Sure. Well, she's in the right position. I mean, just to give him.
Or is she?
To give him.
Oh, yeah.
Mouthy. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hope she wasn't scared of that.
Hi, guys.
Maybe he could TF her. TF her on the toilet.
Well, she was petite, though.
Well, she might be a petite woman with, you know.
Nice cans.
Boobs.
Nice,
sure.
Cans.
Hey, you know, you can do that to a flat-chested girl.
That's true.
Make her feel good about herself.
I'm just trying to think if you could do anything else. If he was limber and he kind of crawled around. No, that's disgusting.
Yes, it is.
It's almost like a paraplegic thing. You know, if she's fused to the toilet,
yeah.
I mean, he could have sex with her ear if he wanted to.
Yeah,
what's she going to do? She's not going to run. She's not going to run away.
Well, she's got the use of her hands.
Flail her arms.
A pretty nasty little cat scratch.
You tie her hands.
What? And at that point, why not? No.
Did I say that out loud? Hello, darling. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I just called to say I love you.
Wonderful.
Thank you
for the sentiment.
Thanks so much.
We really do appreciate it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to kind of point out that didn't that one guy that called about the story sound a lot like he was leaving a message on your machine gun?
I'm not sure I understand.
The guy with the long story, you mean, that we played the sound effects over? That guy?
Yeah. It's something just like the guy who was leaving the long story.
He didn't care if anybody was listening or not. He was going to forge ahead.
Hey, right. I'm going to defend, Six Below Zero up in Burlington, Vermont. You know, it's called Cabin Fever. Mm-hmm. You know, and the guy's probably under a great deal of duress. And he wanted to talk to somebody because the only person he could talk to is the woman who stuck to his toilet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi there. Hey, I wanted to call about the lady who was stuck to the toilet.
Yes, we want to find her, for God's sakes.
The story that I read said that she was the Buzz of Wichita, and I always thought that Mike Elston was the Buzz of Wichita.
Right, you are correct.
I may be stuck.
That's what he says on his trailer.
Pretty good there, boy. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Clients number 7 and number 8.
Right on. Hello. You got us dead to rights.
Mayflower, and for the next 2.5 hours, be new.
Oh, your phone dropped out. The next 2 hours, what?
I love you.
Oh, I love you.
And okay. Don't forget, the name I'm using is Mel Karmazin. What name are you using to check in, Mike?
Ken Stevens, as usual.
Do I have Stevens, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have Stevens, yes. Do I have Karmazin, yes.
That's why they have madams, because you would never go to one of those high-priced escort services and get that line. You know, get that guy on the other end. Yeah, hi, how are you? Yeah, she'll be waiting for you.
Can you imagine going anywhere, and if you're going to use a fake name, that you would use the name Mel Karmazin?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, even though it's a well-known name in broadcasting, mm-hmm. it's such a unique name.
Right. And I have used, I have used fake names to correspond before. I have actually, when I'll be responding to some sort of email.
Dear Penthouse, you will never believe this, but I was in an elevator signed Dick Gozinia.
I won't say who I use, but I have a standard one that I use.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who?
I'm not saying.
No, oh, come on.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not
come
saying,
on. Come
no.
on.
Is it a real person?
Huh?
Person
when
yeah.
you sign,
yeah, it's a real person.
Would you write correspondence?
Yeah, it's
to
a,
who?
It's a. I don't remember. I don't remember, but I know I did it one time. And
are you like talking about a letter or an email?
Email.
Well, that wouldn't come back. Wouldn't it come back as your address?
Yeah, I figured that out the hard way. And then they wrote back to me, "This is Mike." I'm like, oh God, that's why I don't play video games online.
Well, whose name did you sent someone an email?
My buddy, my best friend from high school, because it's so far away from my name. My best friend from life, Candace Bushnell. That's it.
You know
I'm trying to cover up. You're the name now, telling you the name. It's my friend Joey. I'm not giving the last name.
The only Joey I know is Joey Buttafuoco.
All right. What I did was I sent a fan letter to that lady in Oklahoma, the House of Delegates lady.
Yes.
And I signed it Joe Pasker.
Joe who?
Pasker.
Joe Pasker?
Yeah, it's my best friend from high school, who I saw at my 30-year reunion.
Mm-hmm. And he's the name that you're using on emails?
Yes, all
and what, you sent out an email
I sent
as
to
him?
All the people, yes, all the people.
All the people at your reunion?
I send fan letters to people that I disagree with.
And you sign his name?
And I sign his name.
Even though it shows in the return, M. O'Mara at, yes. you know, at...
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's right. Mm-hmm. I do it constantly.
Okay.
I do it constantly.
Did you really do that?
No.
Okay.
No.
I didn't think so.
No, it just would be fun, wouldn't it? But it would be useless because you would have the email. But then again, we have to break.
We do. And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.